Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. Tim Fleming on a Monday morning, and we get a chance to visit today with Lieutenant Craig Warner with the Mason City Fire Department. And good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
It is. Well, this is a big time for the crew at the fire department, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is a busy time of year. Busy couple of weeks every year. So.
Yeah. Tell us what you got going on. What's happening?
Well, what we're doing is we are celebrating National Fire Prevention Week. What that is it was started on the 40th anniversary of the Great Chicago Fire. Big tragedy that happened, burnt down a large portion of Chicago, killed, I believe, 250 people, and left over 100,000 homeless. So it's, instead of a celebration type thing for it, it's been turned into an educational time for the community.
That's fun too. And I know, Craig, you guys have done these kind of things in the past too, where young kids and families get a chance to come in and actually see some of the fire apparatus and moving parts and so forth.
Yeah, it's a great time. We love showing off our quote toys. You know, we are a bunch of big kids with some really cool toys. And, you know, most people hopefully never have to experience it in real life. You know, a house fire is a tragedy. You know, nobody wants that. So it's a great time for people to come, look at it, see what we've got, ask questions.
And that's going to be on?
Sunday, October 10th from noon to 3.
Just come on by and get a chance to walk through and so forth. And that's got to be kind of fun. Just interact with the public.
Yeah. We'll have a bunch of on- and off-duty firefighters there. The station will be open for tours. You can see what it is, see how we live up there. And then we're going to have all kinds of displays. We'll have a fire truck set up, all the doors open. See all the tools that we carry on a fire truck. We'll do the same thing with an ambulance. You can see what's in those as well. And then we're going to have all kinds of activities for the kids and adults. We have what we call a smoke simulation trailer. That's pretty neat. It's like a camper, and it's set up like a house inside. And then we fill it with theatrical smoke, and smoke detectors go off, and we work with the people inside to learn to crawl low, you know, because you tell somebody that, but until they see it, oh yeah, the smoke's at the top, I can see at the bottom, I can crawl out, go out windows, doors, your safe meeting place, that type of thing.
You guys are going to get out and talk to some students this week too, or in the next couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yeah. We make a visit to all the Mason City elementary schools up through the second grade. We go in, we talk to them in more of a small class, and a couple of firefighters, show them our equipment up close. And then the third graders actually do a tour and come to the fire station.
Well, that's a nice interaction with the little kids.
Yeah, it's great seeing their expressions and their questions and just their curiosity is awesome.
Craig, how did you get involved? Did you just always want to be a firefighter when you were a young guy, or what was the deal?
Yeah, I'm guessing I probably went to the fire station at third grade, you know, and it's like, wow, that's something I want to do. It always just kind of been that thing in the back of your head that this would be a real cool career. I actually went to college. I've got a college degree in finance. And I worked that for a while, and it just wasn't very rewarding for me. Opportunity for the fire department came up. 27 years later, I'm still there, and I still look forward to going to work.
You know, and that's just it, too. You just have to find your niche, and if you enjoy it, and you wake up in the morning with a smile on your face, and it's a way to go, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, there's that saying, find something you love and call it your job.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm at. So.
Very true. Now, you were talking about it when you said people can come on in, the fire station's going to be open for them to come through on that that Sunday. But that's home for you guys when you go to work. I mean, it's not just an eight-hour shift for you, is it?
No. We work a 24-hour shift. We do. It's called a California swing. So we work a 24-hour shift, then we have a day off. Work a day off, work a day, 4 days off. So we work three 24-hour shifts in a nine-day work week, and there's 14 members to a battalion, and I spend more time with those other 13 people than I do my family. So it's a whole nother family.
And how about, and probably at times you wind up on call, too, if you're stretched, aren't you, if there's something major happening?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're busy. We run the ambulance out of there, you know, 14, 15 calls a day. Our resources are well utilized.
When you think about it, all those years of being a firefighter, you've probably been involved with some very big fires in this community.
Yeah. Schoolhouse Apartments was one of the bigger ones I've been on that sticks out in my head still to this day. So.
Yeah, you hear a lot of people talk about that.
Yeah, we were very fortunate. Nobody was injured. Nobody was killed on that. Very large apartment complex, middle of the night. Everybody got out. So kudos to the Mason City Police Department on that one. They were first on scene and did a lot of beating on doors.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Well, again, give us the timing when people can come by for the open house.
Sunday, October 10th. From noon to 3, and we're going to have 3 large demonstrations and lots of activities, food vendors, something for everybody. So come on out and get a look at what we are and what we do.
The good stuff right there.
You bet.
You can be a firefighter too, just like Lieutenant Craig Warner.
You bet. And hopefully we'll 10 years later we'll have some kids that have been up there touring it going, I'm going to do that.
So. I think that would be a good thing. Absolutely. Hey, great to see you. Appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for the Mason City Fire Department.